So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Let's talk to a couple of mayors. We'll start with Kevin Burns, the mayor of Geneva. Kevin, you're on WGN. Welcome to our show this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, and thank you for having me.
How has business been post-COVID, or maybe when things got a little bit better in the summer? What was the business and restaurant scene like in Geneva up until recently?
Well, we are actually doing quite well. When you speak to the independent and individual restaurateurs, I think for the most part, everyone would argue that they're holding their own. They were delighted with the response and support from the residents and guests alike. But of course, we're taking a pause and with respect to looking forward about the new mitigations, and obviously we're worried.
And let's talk now to Steve Chirico, who's the mayor of Naperville. And it just dawned on me, Steve, I think last time I said, oh, shoot, I don't think I said your last name right. How do you say your last name, Steve?
It's Chirico, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Just as soon as I did it, I thought, no, it's Chirico. Steve, same question.
Hello, Mayor, good morning.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys could both join us. Steve, what's it like in Naperville? Same question to you. How's it been going?
Yeah, you know, I think the restaurants were just starting to get their footing. They really pivoted and adapted to a new business model. And it was starting to work. And, you know, I think that this has been a really, really tough decision that was made because, you know, they're worried for sure.
Tough, yeah, but was it the right decision? I mean, you're the mayor of the largest town in your county. What do you say about that?
Well, you know, I think if Geneva would start to get their act together a little bit and, you know, watch their numbers, then we would be able to, you know, continue with, you know, open economy here. Now, I think that... The decision, I think, needs to be fact-based and data-driven. And here's the thing. I haven't seen the data. I've asked for it a number of times to say, where is the sources of transmission coming from? And if it is, in fact, coming from restaurants and bars, then I think the decision was a sound one and based on, you know, good information. But right now, what I'm being told is that as many the transmissions are coming from workplace, the transmissions are coming from home gatherings with family and neighbors mm-hmm. and friends. And if that's the case, then, you know, targeting restaurants and bars is just window dressing.
What are you thinking about this, Kevin?
Well, I agree with Steve in principle that the information we've received in King County from our Department of Public Health officials and others is that the primary source of the spike seems to be coming from family gatherings and activities that perhaps some might feel as safe, but clearly are not. And to Steve's point, you know, here in King County, our positivity rate is 12%. So it's significantly larger than even our friends in DuPage. We are cautious. The city of Geneva will not only honor, but work with our health officials and our businesses, our residents and our guests to ensure that we're all doing what we should be doing so that we can get back to, dare I say, phase four normalcy.
Steve, would you say the same? I mean, you may not like this or you wish they'd be more transparent, but I presume you're going to endorse what the governor is saying?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, we need to pull together and work towards getting these numbers down, and we're going to continue to do that for sure. I think that you know, as I, over the past few months, you know, doing my part as mayor and doing compliance checks and making sure our ordinances are you know, encouraging responsible management of these restaurants. But I'll tell you that in going through and doing these checks on our restaurants, I believe they're operating responsibly. I mean, they have put together safety protocols that are well beyond even the normal high level of sanitation that they've been trained to have in their restaurants. And so, you know, I don't know if this is going to work, but we're certainly going to support it.
What's the positivity rate in your county, Steve?
It is 7.4 as of, I believe, yesterday.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I just wondered if you guys felt a little carved out, right? So Cook County and Chicago don't have to go through what Geneva and Naperville do in your respective counties. And I don't know that arbitrary is the right word, but the governor's decided, on the advice of his health experts, that some of you are going to have to roll back and some of you are not. You can't have in-restaurant dining. The bars can't be open inside. They've limited capacity. They've scaled that back for you guys. I suspect you've been hearing from people. Have you not?
Absolutely.
Mayor Burns, I think everybody's already left the city, haven't they? So they don't have to worry about it.
I think you're right. Yeah, we've had more Napervillians come to Geneva than ever.
Boys, play nice.
I actually enjoyed your fine town last weekend, sir. It was good.
But Kevin, talk to me about that. Like, are you hearing from restaurant owners or shop owners?
Oh, absolutely. We certainly are, John. We're hearing from everybody. Number one is how to interpret the new mitigation rules, and we are, as a community, who is asked to enforce those mitigation rules through our Chamber of Commerce, through independent businesses, to do so with as much flexibility as possible. The last thing any community wants, whether it be Geneva, Naperville, Batavia, St. Charles, Aurora, is to have their police officers out there enforcing this thing when we don't think we necessarily need to. But that said, we also want our residents and our guests and our business proprietors to also take this seriously.
Well, maybe you're mad at people, Kevin. I mean, these wounds are self-inflicted by some of these towns and counties, aren't they?
John, I think you're absolutely right. It is. It is self-inflicted.
Well, and that's the information that we would like to know, honestly, is you know, where is the source? Because if they're finding it, the source is from you know, churches or Cub Scout meetings or sports, well,
right.
Then... You know, we're not targeting the right group.
So are you? Go ahead, Kevin.
John. What we hear in Geneva is the following, and this is from the local health officials. Our schools, for example, the cases within our schools are not originating from the schools per se. They tend to originate outside the schools, then brought in. So, with respect to contact tracing, as it were, trying to figure out exactly where these infection rates are spiking often proves difficult, whether it be family gatherings, whether it be parties, whether it be just normal behavior, as it were. When we all feel comfortable around our own bubble, I think the reality is that our bubble has to be tightened.
But maybe the distinction I would draw from you two guys is that, Steve, in Naperville, you seem to be a little more doubtful about the source of this and that the restaurants should not have to bear the burden.
Yeah, I think that at this point, that's fair to say, because I really haven't seen the data to support that decision. What I've heard is that the state say in their news conference that since they can't control family gatherings, that they will focus on what they can control. And I don't think that's good enough, because if it is family gatherings, then let's start an education campaign, and let's start making sure the public is aware that this is a risk, and that's where we should focus.
Steve, will the police in Naperville enforce these new orders?
Yes, of course. We have been since COVID began. We've been doing compliance checks on a regular basis and making sure that everybody's following the rules, that social distancing and spacing within these restaurants is being adhered to. And of course.
Yeah. And likewise for you too, Kevin, in Geneva?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Guys, I'm out of time, but I just wanted to let you sound off a little bit on that, and I appreciate some of the details that you've passed along. Our best to everybody in Geneva and Naperville. Thanks for your time, fellas.
Hey, Mayor Burns,
thank you, Mayor
Naperville. Our rate's only at 7.4, so.
Oh, boy. I think they have each other's phone numbers. I'll let them continue that conversation. Kevin Burns is the mayor of Geneva, and Steve Chirico is the mayor of Naperville.